So last week we did, we started with Birchei Kohanim of the Chaban. So we're going to go from Daf Kuf Yud, Birchei Kohanim Himshech Koch, Birchei Ta'avot, Birchei Sa'avos. So basically like this. So what's crazy is last week it ended, there was a piece about the idea of Hashem owes the Amo Yitain. And we know somebody who's a Kohen who named his son Oz. So I saw the thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. I sent it to him. He was like, that's amazing. He was so excited about it. Okay, fine. So he said like this. This whole idea of the blessing. Okay, so Im Kain. Ha'yisod ha'rishon be'berchas kohanim hu ha'chibur v'ha'kishur el mekom ha'kodesh. So the first idea that is that berchas kohanim is this connection to the place of holiness, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'yisod ha'shen and the Aaron, etc. So the second idea is that Berachas Kohanim is predicated on the idea that God gave the power of blessing to the Jewish people. So this idea of blessing, Hashem gave it to Avram with love. Right, the Lech Lecha. Hashem says to Alech, that says to Avram, and you will be a blessing. Now the idea of you'll be a source of blessing. So now Segulat Am Yisrael Bali De Bitoy Hakbikach Habracha Shalahem. So the this idea of the this special quality that we have that's expressed in our power of a blessing. Shebirchatan birchat bracha the kilatan klala. Their blessing is their blessing, and their curse is their curse. Meaning she'ein kocham elabefiyam. So our power is in this ability to bless, and our power is in our ability to articulate in our mouths. Hanekuda hamiyuchedes havehalyona shel am Yisrael hi koach hahashpa'al yecholat habracha. So this the point, it's unique and elevated point of our people is our ability to give blessing, right? The idea of a flow of blessing, koach, and the power of it, let's say, of the blessing. So koach habracha nimshach mihakoach haeloki shuhakoach livro shamayim v'aretz. So the power of blessing comes from the power of this godly power, and that's the power of being able to create the world. Shehinei yisod mosad hu shekol ha'avaya kula ne'atzelav nivra mihevel piv shal kadosh baruch hu. So first things first, it's predicated on the idea that everything is really reliant on Hashem. The whole creation exists based on God's utterances. Kol ha'metzias ha'chomrit taliyah b'koach yud ein sofit shakadosh baruch hu mechaya ota. Everything that we see, anything of reality, is dependent on the endlessness of God giving it life. V'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu v'rechpev kol tzvam. So we see this idea that the shemayim, everything was created based on God's word. So when we look at the world, it seems that what everything kind of exists on its own. But the truth is, Olam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzav V'Shamayim, that it's really dependent on God. The truth is, it's Hashem's utterances. This idea that when Hashem says, "Let there be," that let there be, that utterance is the thing that keeps everything going at every moment. So everything that exists, it continues to exist based on Hashem's utterances, Hashem's willing it to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masarat Koach Dibur Al Yisrael. And Hashem then gave over that power of speech to the Jewish people. V'asim Devarai B'Ficho B'Tzel Yadi Kisisicha Lentor Shamayim Liyisod Eretz Leimor Letzion Ami Ata. So Hashem says, I gave you Asim, I'll put my word in your mouths, right? So this idea, and that Nishmas Yisrael Hi HaHashtal Shalos Shahalokus Mikach Kedusha Zo Yechol Nisrael Lamshich Levrov Lachyot Et HaOlam Behevo Pihem. So Hashem gave over this power to us, and to be able to continue to create and to sustain the world with our what comes out of our mouths. Kamosha Kadosh Baruch Hu mechayet kulam kach gamanu mikach kedushas nishmasenu mechayimet hametzias kula mikach dibereinu b'toro b'tfilo v'bracha. So we, through our power of our holiness, our holy souls, we are able to give life to this creation through our learning of Torah, our prayer, and also our blessing. God of Rav, who kocha shel bracha, and so powerful is this our power of blessing. Vasher hi moshechet et shifas halokus merom shemaya ve'ad tachtis hametzias kula. Right, so we see this idea of the incredible power of a blessing. They were able to bring down the flow from above into the lowest reality. And that the power of our prayers every day, the reality every day, and we keep it going. And he quotes this idea is coming from the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Beis and Gimel. So this is like this incredible power that we are entrusted with. Okay, so now kechol sheyechadeir ha'adam es daito lavin lahakir v'lashivet levavo shamitzias kula einenu miskemes el mikach haruach umikach hadibur hakadosh sheyisrael kach hu yadav yavin ma gadol kocha shel bracha. So a person really needs to think about this, to really understand and really internalize this idea that nothing, right, that nothing really continues to exist except for the power of this attribute that we're talking about, the power of the speech this holy speech of the Jewish people. So if we understand this, we really need to understand the power of this the power of blessing that we were given, that we were entrusted with. So if a person thinks that his success are coming from external things, right? From, you know, whatever he does, his money, other powers that he has, then he's losing out. He doesn't understand what we're talking about here. The power of blessing that we're talking about. It's Hashem's blessing that gives wealth. Hashem's blessing is the source of all success. It's like because the whole idea of the whole existence is based on Hashem's giving us the abilities, right? So then, it's not that it's like it's the baseline in a sense that in order for things to just be and to then be successful, it's predicated on Hashem's giving it this blessing that we're referring to. So Birchas Hashem hi kmo mayan mayim chayim shemashket hasada. So the blessing of Hashem is like a living spring that feeds the field. Misha savor shekol hatzlacha fluya bekishronotav ubekisharav dome lebal sada shemitapech et sadeh ba'adama meshubaches zeva meshubach. So he said the analogy would be, if a person is not sensitive to this idea of like Hashem being the source of everything, so then you think that you have a field, you make all the, you have great soil, and you do all this work to make the great, you know, you set up the furrows and the different, you know, however you're setting up the field. If you were to do all that work without giving it water, right? So lo mayim kol hatzmachim yamusa, right? Without the water, nothing's living, right? Kach amar marishonim shahab bracha hi milashem brecha. So the whole idea of the word bracha is the idea of a spring of overflowing. Hainu shemoshech et shefa mayim hachaim mirosh kol adargin umashpio al kol zakok. So the idea that you could do all this stuff, at the end of the day, it's the blessing. It's Hashem's Shefa that's giving everything. It's all predicated on that. In Kain, Soda Bracha, Hu Chibur Hamamad HaChomri El Mekor Chiyuto. HaShefa Eloki HaAlyon. So what the idea of blessing is this connection of the physical to that which is giving its source of life. That source is the Shefa HaLoki HaAlyon, the flow that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaBracha Yotzerech Ichud Bein HaAlomos HaTachtonu Bein HaAlomos HaAlyonim Memaleit Et HaMetziot Kula B'Shefa Kim Opricha. So the idea really is that you have all these physical things going on, but it's what the blessing is what connects the two worlds, the world of the spiritual, and so blessing is that connection between the spiritual realm and this physical realm. And so that when they're aligned through bracha, then everything's really does well, right? We see that's where we see the success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer LaAvram. So Hashem tells Avram, I'm giving over to you the keys, so to speak. I'm giving you over the power of blessing. So we see that Hashem then gives over the power to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak in turn gives that over to Yaakov. So from this we see that the power of blessing is who bitui l'kedushas am Yisrael. So that we see that this whole idea of the power of blessing is an expression of the kedusha of the Jewish people. Hamiyuchedes shel am Yisrael bali lidei bitui b'koach habracha shenimsalam. So the uniqueness, right, of the Jewish people is coming, is really truly expressed through the power of blessing that's given over to them. Yisod ha'inin hu mitzayin kolchom shel Yisrael be'etzem hayotam chelek el kamimah. So really the essence of the power of the Jewish people is coming from the fact that we are like a piece of God from above. Mikach HaShefa HaElokei Shehem Mashpiyim LaOlam Heim Eila Sheyachol Lahachyot Et HaOlam Kulo V'Lekvoyat Hatzlachotav B'Hit Kadmiyotav. So this idea of, right, so this power of the Shefa that this godly Shefa that we bring into the world, we're able to sustain the world and to bring the success to the world. Kachi hamida kol mekor ha'atzlacha hi hu Shefa ein sof shemechayet hakol. So this is the idea that the source of all success is this flow that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And again, the use of reference of Ein Sof, the endlessness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamosha kol nivra mitkayem omid mikoach shefa eloki, kach gam asachato b'chol davar v'inyan taluya b'shefa haruchni. Memela amiso b'yotam chilek lokam imal heim hamavarchim v'hamal mitam tziyot kula v'shefa atatova. So just like we know that we see that everything is, all real success is based on the flow that's coming from the spiritual realm. So to Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, the fact that we are this we have this piece of godliness within us, from this lofty essence of God within us, and that from there we take that and we bring the blessing into this world, into the reality. So and so then it was the Avos. So Avram got this power given over to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, and then in turn, as time went on, this power of blessing was given over specifically. So what's interesting is we're called the Mamleches Kohanim Megoy Kadosh, right? So we're referenced, we as a Jewish people are the Mamleches Kohanim, but within the Jewish people, Aaron and his kids, or Aaron and his offspring, are given the power of this bracha that was given to the Avos. V'zel Hashem Medrash, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hizaher LaAaron LeBanav, Shimavarchem Et Bnei Yisrael Kosev Baruch Hu. Hashem tells him, Moshe, you know, tell Aaron and his sons that they're going to be the ones who are the blessers. As it says, so shall you bless. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Originally, I was the one to give out the blessing. So originally, Hashem was the one who was giving out the blessing to Adam, to Noach, and to Avram. Then Hashem says to Avram, Mishavarati alami va'ad achshav hayiti zakok levarachet b'riyos b'riyosai shenemar v'erachotam lokim v'omer v'erachotam es noach v'espanav aval mikan v'elech harei habrachas mesuras l'cha. But now I'm handing over to you the power of blessing. L'man dahani l'cham l'mfarcha baruch. So according to, based on who you see fit to bless, you bless. V'afal pichein lo b'erach Avram l'banav. But it's interesting. Avram didn't give over a blessing to Yitzchak. Salama Cain, Mashallah Melech Shahayalo Pardes, Natna Laris, Vahaya Betoch Oso Pardes, Ilan Echad, Shalsam Hamavis, Ilan Echad, Shalsam Chaim, Murkav Agavav. So he said the analogy, why didn't Avram give over the blessing? Okay? He said it's like a guy who has a field and it has a tree that has one tree that's actually poison. Another tree that has the ability to give life. And they're connected to each other. They're actually like intertwined. Amam Haris, im ani mashke l'ilan shel sam chayim harei ilan shel sam mavashota. Basically, if I sustain or if I give water to the tree that is the source of life, I'm also helping out sustaining the bad tree. So ani avir zmani v'ashlima v'mashem ha-melech rotzeh lasos b'lo b'pardeso yaseh. So he's like, I'm out. It's up to the guy. I'm giving it over to the king to figure this one out. So this, in the analogy, it's God is the king, and this paradis is the world. Hashem gave over to Avram, you are the source of blessing. So here Avram had two sons, one was good, one was not good. Amar Avram, in Mivarachani at Yitzchak, Hari Yishmael Vakish Litbarech Vuhu Rasha. If I give over the blessing to Yitzchak, Yishmael is going to turn ass also for blessing, and he's not a good guy. Ela Everani, Avram says, I'm just a servant. Basar Adamani, I'm just a regular person. Lamachar Epater Min Olam Vumasha Kadosh Baruch Chavetz Lahasos Bolamo Yasa. He basically said, Hashem, you take it back. I'm opting out here because it's complicated. Kishenifter Avram Nigla Kakadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchak Birbaruch Hu Shemar V'Yi Achari Mos Avram V'Chulev Yitzchak, and so that at that point Hashem gives Yitzchak the same idea. V'Yitzchak Birach Zayat Yaakov V'Yaakov Birach L'Shnei Masor Yishvatim Shneimer Kol Eila Shifte Yisrael Shnei Masor V'Zos Hashem Diber Lahem Aviyim V'Birach Otam Ish Asher Kibirachos V'Birach Otam Mikam Ve'Lech Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Harei Habrachos Mesuras Lachem. So at that point, Hashem gave over the keys, so to speak. And then HaKohanim, you mevarchim et banai, Hashem shamarti la'avram, avihem ve'yei bracha l'chach nemer kosa barchu. So the Medrash is tying and saying the hevei bracha that was given to Avram now is handed over to the Kohanim. So we see on a Rome, Shakonim kibu et segulas ha-bracha kehem shech mi'avram avinu. So this idea of this, what the Medrash is telling us, is that this is a continuum from, its source is from Avram's being told, Heye Bracha. So we have two things that come out of this. First, Rishis Kol HaMedrash Mitzayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Masar Et Mavtechos HaBracha Lebanav HaAvah. First and foremost, it's the idea of expressing that Hashem gave over the keys of blessing to his beloved children. Kodim Shemasrim LaAvram Haya Hu Mivarachat HaBriyah. So Achar Mikan Amar LaAvram Achshav HaKoach Masur B'Yadcha. Right, so originally Hashem was the one who was doing the blessing. Now he gave over that power to Avram and his offspring. Im Avram Lo Yivarach Lo Tiriyah Bracha L'Amar. At that point, if Avram doesn't bless, then guess what? Nothing's coming through. Kol Koach Kim HaOlam Toli V'Avram Mimenu Avar HaKoach L'Yitzchak L'Yaakov V'Kach Himshich Koach Zev Higia L'Zara Shel Avram. So it eventually filters down to Aaron. Secondly, Shenis Anuroim Shachin Hakon Nivdilu B'Mala Yuchedes B'Mina Bekach Shekiblu Et Hadavar Hashem Vatei Et Zgulat Yisrael Koach Habracha. And so too the Kohanim also are different. They're actually elevated in this respect that they now have this, that they became the ones who expressed this special quality of Yisrael, the idea of blessing. Yisod ha'inyan hu shekadosh baruch hu maser et hanhagas ha'olam la'am u'b'nachlaso. So this idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over this power of running the world, so to speak, to his people. Hashefa ha'yom matzoi b'tach this eretz b'kerav am Yisrael. And it's found, this blessing is found in the land amongst the people. Uveshamayim ha'yon mitzayatim li'Yisrael. Inyan zonoveh mirosan Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael yikadmu yiromru b'koch maseyem b'pulatam et ha'havaya kula el mikoro ha'yon. So it's our job that basically Hashem gave over to us this idea of that we are going to, through our actions, the whole existence of this world is going to be running through us in terms of now, which I was thinking about this, it sounds kind of crazy, but when people start to accuse the Jews of like controlling the world, so like, well, that's outlandish, right? But in a certain sense, if you take this as being like a premise that we're literally sitting at this power of Koach HaBracha, and that the world really is sustained and running based on this power that Hashem gave over to us, so then it's not so crazy that like, yeah, you're right, but not because we're evil, sinister, trying to control things, but rather our job here is to be conduits, right? So then, yes, it's true. And if you're angry at us, there could be two things. One, we're not doing a good job, or, you know, you're coming from the klipa, and that's another whole story. But okay, fine. So now, Im King, Hayisod Hasheni, V'berchas Kohanim, Hu, Hamshach Yiskoch, HaBracha, V'Haskul Shal Am Yisrael. So this idea of Berchas Kohanim is really an extension of the power of blessing that was given to the Jewish people. HaKohanim Heim, Shechoshvim Megalim Asar, that we are, the Kohanim, we. So me, it's Cohen, but the idea of the Kohanim is that we are revealing this idea of the power of the Jewish people and their blessing. Yotzi Sheberchas Kohanim Hi HaMavteach HaGadol L'Achyot HaOlam HaSkulam. And that the truth is Berchas Kohanim is the key, is the big key in order to give the world its sustenance, its vitality. Mibrias ha'olam haya Kadosh Baruch Hu mevarach. From the beginning of creation, God was the one who blessed the world. Uberchaso haya hashefa memaleh et hakol. And from his blessings, the flow filled everything. But the acher mikan masar Kadosh Baruch Hu et koach habrachah hashpa l'Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. After that, he gave it over to Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. B'tfilosehem uberchaseihem milu ha'avos et ha'havaya kula v'shefa shalchem v'chesed. Through the prayers and through the blessings, the Avos HaKadoshim filled this world with goodness. Let's just say it that way. La'achar mikan nivcharu hakohanim zar shalav mikiblu et mifteichos habracha lefichach nitzdavu levachet Yisrael b'chol yom v'yom. And therefore they were commanded to bless every day. Shekein berchasam hi yisod kiyam ha'olam kula, because their blessing is the source of sustaining this entire world. Zedavar gadol, it's a big deal. Berchas kohanim einenu od inyan. It's not just some superfluous type of thing. He hashurish the kiyam olam kula. It's actually the source of keeping this world going. Halo anu roim b'chol sefer bereishis ketzad inyan habracha hu davar merkazimo. We see this idea that blessing is a very central thing. Kol hatziva shel lech lecha shel b'chiras avram mechuvan l'mesiras habracha. This whole idea of when Hashem told Avram to go, the choosing of Avram is about the idea of the Hiyei Bracha. V'achar mikan Yitzchak mekabel berchas Avram, achar kach nilcham Yaakov be'esav al bracha. It's all focused on this bracha. Zemeir al gova inyan bracha, because the point is it's really that important. She habitui hayashirs l'skulat Yisrael v'letafkidam bolam. And this really is an expression of the special quality of Yisrael and our role in this world. And now this power has been given over to Aaron and his sons. And they bring this blessing into the world. When is that? Berchas Kohanim. So this is a big deal, right? So he's saying It's not some kind of side point. It's like a fundamental thing, that this bracha that's going on, that was the keys of the blessing that were given over to, from Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov to Aaron, that the Kohanim now, when they bless, they're literally keeping the world going. Okay? So now, Berchas Kohanim, Gili Omek Avos Hashem Yisrael. Im Kain, Hayisod Hasheni, Berchas Kohanim, Hu Hamshech Skulas Yisrael, Lachyos Et Olamos Kulam, Bekoach HaBracha. So this idea of the Birchas Kohanim is, and it's an extension from the special quality of Yisrael, that we were given the power to give the world its vitality, and through the power of blessing. The third idea is that the Birchas Kohanim is also shows the incredible deep connection between us and the Am Yisrael and Hashem. So it's interesting. If you think about it, one of the things that's coming up, very central idea, theme within Berachas Kohanim, is the idea of the face of Hashem. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha. Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Ki adua inan apanim mivate et apnimia. So the idea of the face is an expression of what's going on inside, in the depths of something. Et ritzon shebalev, the desire, the will that's in the heart. Et ha'ava v'achibra apnimi, the love that very deep connection. Haras p'nei Hashem hi gili otzem ha'ava shal kadosh baruch hu l'am Yisrael. So this idea of when we say that Hashem panav elecha, it's a revelation of the deep love that Hashem has for Am Yisrael. Choshkini b'cham, shehine ha'kadosh baruch hu evet Am Yisrael ava aza, Yisrael am krovo, achim reim reyato avato shal kadosh baruch hu. Kol ha'cheshek paros l'barachet Yisrael yivarach v'yishmarach yair v'yichaneka yisav yasim heim bitum ava aza v'adira. So this whole blessing in all of its facets is an expression of the deep love that Hashem has for us. Ha'kohanim anshei ha'chesed sh'nishmasa mishureshes b'kesher ha'ava ha'adir b'in ha'kodesh b'in kutsha b'richu b'kodesh Yisrael heim nitztavu l'orer b'chol yom eis dodim l'orer et ha'ava l'chaber b'in Yisrael avim sh'b'shmayim. So the job of the Kohanim on a daily basis is to connect the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hinei beis ha'mikdash mekom ha'kruvim hu mekom ha'ava v'ha'ichu bin HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Knesset Yisrael. So the beis ha'mikdash is that place where the kruvim is an expression of the love, that special love quality between Hashem and the Jewish people. Hu mekom ha'panim, but it's the place of panim, p'nei ha'kruvim, right? The face of the kruvim. So the Kohanim's job is to take that idea of the Panim and to bring it over to the Jewish people. So they reveal the love that's coming out, that's kind of like shooting out from the holy. Beis Hamikdash u'makom ha'ava v'chibur, v'berchas ha'kohanim ba'al lechshuv et kedushas hamikdash v'et ha'ava ha'amuka ha'gnuz ha'ba. So the idea of the whole, what's going on, the first place, the Beis Hamikdash is a place of love. It's a place of connection. And the berchas ha'kohanim is coming to take that kedusha and to bring it out, that deep and hidden love, to bring it out to the people. So inyan ze efshar b'lomod v'shtein yekudas yisod yos ha'kayamis b'berchas kohanim. These two ideas that can be, these two points come out, that can be learned out from the berchas kohanim. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machris b'peirish shehu zem shebarchat Yisrael. Right, so first and foremost, who's really blessing? It's not the kohanim, it's Hashem. HaKohanim einam ha'mevarchim ela p'alim et ha'p'ula shemavsheret l'berchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarchat Yisrael le'etkalot. So the Kohanim are not the actual blessers, but rather they are the ones who allow, they, in a certain sense, are the ones who are facilitating that the blessing should come out. So the job of the Kohanim is to put God's name on the people. Right? Therefore, their whole idea of each of these three blessings is that the action of putting Hashem's name on the people. Right? So this idea, like, you're bringing God's name into the people. So what the Kohanim's job is to bring God to the people. Just like two people, right, that are far away, that they bring them close. Right? So the Kohanim's job is to bring God and the people together. After bringing them close, then the blessing comes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevarech U'Mashpiat HaShefa HaGadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMechabek U'Menashik Et HaAm Yisrael U'Mityached Imam Yichud Gamor Bi'Ava B'Tanugim. So first and foremost, Hashem is the one who blesses. He hugs, he kisses the Jewish people, and he becomes one with them with this incredible, very powerful love. HaKohanim Anshei HaChesed Anshei HaChibor. So the Kohanim, their job is that they're ones who connect, right? They bring the Jewish people together with God. His job, Aaron, was always the one who was a person bringing people together. So that whole, what's going on at Berachas Kohanim, is this idea of bringing that connection between us and Hashem. Right, so that being, so the idea is that we're bringing, the Kohanim bring this direct connect between Hashem and the people, right? People, and then it facilitates it opens up the channel, so to speak, to blessing. Lo akonim heim mevarchim, ela heim hamechabrim v'hamachdim v'lachar mikain heim mishtatvim biyachad im klolos am Yisrael b'hityachdus im Kadosh Baruch Hu b'av v'nimus v'yididus in kates u'mitbarchin v'pi elyon. Right, so the Kohanim create the connection, and then from there, once that connection's there, with that love and sweetness, without end, and then they're blessed from Hashem above. V'achach v'ani evarchim Yisrael v'lakonim kam yachad. Kulam heim chilek miha matronisa, miha shchina, mechal Yisrael. Hamityachtim yichud gamor b'kod shebrichu. Zeh sod ha'inim shebrichas kohanim v'al sara. And so this is this idea. So like this now they're connected to Hashem, one with Hashem, and that this is the idea of why we have 10 people at Berachas Kohanim, and that the Kohanim actually can be part of the 10, right? So it's not like you have a minion and then the Kohanim, but rather the Kohanim are also being blessed, and they're part of the group. If the Kohanim were just the blessers, not part of the Bracha, if the case was that the Kohanim really like just the blessers and not part of this whole thing, you probably would need 10 separate people as the minion, and then the Kohanim would be the blessers. But that's not what's going on. Elo. Shakonim atzma mitbarchim. The Kohanim are also being blessed. The Kohanim's job is to elevate the Yisrael. Their job is to put God's name on the people, and they create, they facilitate this unification. So it's like they're sitting in there. It's the idea of like they're sitting between and bringing the two together. So then once they create this connection, then they are blessed with love from Hashem, our beloved. So what they're doing is they're facilitating, they're preparing the Jewish people for the blessing to come from Hashem. Because it's this extra thing. It says Kosovar, and then it says Emor Lahem. If they were the blessers, who cares? It wouldn't be this there wouldn't be this like this focus on how they bless. Element Meshani Hamavarach, but since Hashem is the one who's blessing, so now what the Kohanim are being instructed to do is to make sure that they're very careful to put Hashem's name in a proper way. So that's why the process is so important, because they're doing this action of unification in a sense, and through that, that facilitates the blessing. So now, Nekudi Soda Nusefa Shekayim and Pibrochas Karan Hiyahava. The other additional point is the idea of love that's in this process. Bizarre Kodesh Muvaim, Devarim Noraim Binyanza. Sha'akanam Tzvichim Levarchet Yisrael Mitoch Ava Aza Ava Mukamod. What we see is that what? Is that the Kohanim need to bless with tremendous, very deep love. Hazara, Omer, Sharkoin, Shaynenu, Ohev, Shaloh Yala Dochen. If your Kohen is not a lover, you can't go up to Dochen. Ad Kidekach, Rabbi Nevachai Mevi, Sharmila, Amor, Romezet, Al Ramachi, Varam, Amor, Bil Gamachi, is Ramaz, Remez, which is, okay, so the Gamachi of Amor is Reish Mem Zayin, Vim HaKolel Hare Ramach. So I guess it adds on one, Mahu HaKolel. What is that? What's the additional thing, like the kol we see when we do these gematrias? Hu halev shekolel kol hayvarim. The lev, which incorporates all of the other parts of the body. Hakohanim tzrichim lahashlim et habracha beramach evarim. The kohen has to fill the bracha with all of his evarim. Will be yichud b'hidoros halev, but it has to be with his heart, be ava gadol, with tremendous love. The bracha says, "Asher kiddushan b'kiddushos hashem v'tzivan l'rachdam hashem bi'ava." He has to do the blessing with love. Be'inyan zeh yish kama nekudos reishis kol ikra b'shorshos shal brachas hakohanim hu'ava. The first thing is that it has to be done with love. I noticed as a custom here. I saw this where, and I've never done this, but I've seen guys, a kohen, come off the duchen and literally go to every guy in the shul and shake their hands. Right? No, like literally, like afterwards. So, but that was, you know, and maybe you should do it before, but I guess it's like, but it's clear. Hava, he, huh? What is it? Yeah, that's right. True. That's true. It's good. But it was interesting. I should do, if I did that in my place, the guys probably would all fall over. Like, what's he doing now? Hava, he, mekor abracha. B'shah shesharerit hava, halav havas petuchim. Because the truth is, when you have the presence of love, then all the hearts are opened. And then the faces are illuminated one to the other. And then from there, you have an immense, just a swelling of goodness that comes into the world. So when you have a person, a heart that's loving, it's a conduit, right? It's a living conduit that bringing the warmth and light, brach tova l'chol mitzias kula, brings all this blessing and goodness. Hakohanim einam tzrichim asos muma ela pashut lehov. Right? What's their job? Just love. L'malei levavam bi'ava amuka v'pnimit l'chol Yisrael. They have to just come with a very deep and a deep love l'chosh et skulotam shel Yisrael bet kushatam, to be able to like bring to the fore, like l'chosh is like to feel the special qualities of Yisrael and their holiness. Lehit malei ayin tova v'rov chemla l'latef b'mabat ohev kol echad v'echad mizar kodesh yitidim v'beten v'ahava hazot avat kodesh hayukedet bilvavam timalei et hakol b'bracha v'tova. So the job is, right, to be able to feel this special like connection and love between each person, and this love that they'll have in this heart will fill everything with blessing and goodness. Havash v'lev hi mekor bracha. So the love in the heart is the source. It's the bedrock, I call it. Let's say the mekor of blessing. V'chol hashefa b'amela, and then everything will come flows from there. Me'esem kiyam hava mitoch nekudas alev. Right, all from that love. So from that love of the heart, everything comes from there. Zesod habracha, ava. So habracha is predicated on love. Im adam oev et chaveru hu memalei yashpia ala bracha. Person loves someone else, by it's just an understood thing that that blessing will come from there. Bimlav, but if not, lo yeilu habrachas klal. Shekin etzem achiyat va'or chaser min ha'sefer hava hi haneshama shel bracha. So the soul of a blessing is love. It's all predicated on that. It creates the flow. Pnimis ala shel kam gilui avas Hashem Yisrael. And then the second point is hanukuda shniya sheyish b'inyan ha'avas shel kam hi ma'ashanu rotzim lomar avas Hashem et Yisrael. The second point of the love is the idea of Hashem's love for Yisrael. Hinei ra'inu ka'es gimel inyanim. One, she'etzim b'rachas kohanim hi gilui avas Hashem Yisrael. One is this idea that it's b'rachas kohanim is the revealing of love Hashem has for Yisrael. Number two, Shaloha Kohanim Him Mavarchim. The Kohanim are not the blessers. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Mavarchim Yisrael. It's the blessing is really coming from Hashem. And number three, Shakohanim Tzrichim Mavarch Mitoch Ava Gedol Mod. And that the idea is that the Kohanim need to bless with love. Vinei Yisod V'Shor Sha'inin Hu. Shakohanim Heim Nitzigei Kadosh Baruch Hu Mol Yisrael. Shluchi Derechmana. The Kohanim, they what are they? They are the they're really the messengers of Hashem. V'kach Nitzdavu Kohanim Mavarchim Yisrael B'Ava. And so the idea that the Kohanim are commanded to bless with love, because shekina havatam zo chushefet et avas Hashem Yisrael, because it would really, if they're shluchei rachmana, and Hashem loves the Jewish people so much, so then the Kohanim in turn have to express that as well. Kikshar Kohanim emalim et levavam bi'ava b'Yisrael ein zo rak havatam ha'ishit l'Yisrael ava zo hi avas Hashem Yisrael. It's not their personal love, but it's rather the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochem Mitoch Levavos HaKohanim. Hashem dwells within the hearts of the Kohanim. V'hu ha'ohev et Yisrael. He's the one who loves Yisrael. V'havato zo mitgalit b'havas HaKohanim et Yisrael. And so it's expressed, it's revealed, this love is revealed through the love that HaKohanim have for Yisrael. Zer HaKodesh Asher La'aron HaKohen Nitzdavu Mitzuvem Yucheres V'alyonim Od Heim Tzrichim Litzachtzech et Levavam So the coin needs to prepare his heart to be able to love every Jew, and through that it brings through the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. The smile and the lightened face of a Kohen for Yisrael, heim hitgalut ahava v'achir shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael v'amo. That smile, that love that the Kohen has, brings through the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. K'shar ha'kohanim omdim nochach Aaron HaKodesh, heim shoavim et haziv v'akadusha. So when the Kohen's facing the Aaron, he's pulling the Kedusha from there. And also the love, the deep love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. And then, then when they turn to the Jewish people, they're bringing the face of Hashem. How does this light of Hashem's face come? Through the light of the face that's on the coin. How does Hashem show this, like this warm, this I guess it's expansive, loving face? He shows it. Aidei netzer kodesh zera Aaron hakohen. Anshei hakodesh shemitoch kedushatam megalim et avos Hashem Yisrael. Ki siv sein kohen yishmu das v'torah v'yivakshu mipiu ki malach Hashem tzvokosu. So anybody that ever met Rav Aryeh Levin, they felt incredible, like love that he had. Like people like describe someone I heard, I think it was his Rav Freifeld, in one of his recordings, he describes how he when he shook Rav Aryeh Levin's hand, he literally had like a shock. Like he had a ran through his body. It was incredible. He said it was amazing. The guy said that he had the ability to give a Shalom Aleichem. But this idea, like it literally, like he felt it through his body. Like, so this Ahavas Hashem sh'oyev et amon b'nachla. So the Megala Ahavas Oderech Kedosh v'Torah Ma'an Shea Kodesh Ba'alei Neshama Shal Olam Hatzilus. So you have this idea, like that's an example of what it should be like, this idea of that incredible love. Kach yamida, hatzadikim v'anshei ha-kodesh, zera aron ha-kohen, heim shluchi d'rachmana. So this is this idea. The tzadikim, the anshei kodesh, the ones who are zera aron, they're messengers of Hashem. Heim hitgalas ha-kodesh v'rach b'mitzias. They are the ones who show Hashem's presence in this world. B'toch nekudas levavam shal anshei ha-kohen ha-kodeshim. From this point in their hearts of the Kohanim, the Holy Kohanim, Halev Hapnimi, the inner heart, Havi Ani Amel Chadarav, Sham Yukudat Ava, Ava Avas Hakadosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the love that Hashem, this holy love that Hashem has, Haoyvet Yisrael, that loves the Jewish people, Magala Zot Derech Hakohanim, Yishem Kach Hakohanim Tzrichim Liot Melei Ava. Rabba the Avas Olam Srichum Hit Yaches Bechel the Radha Lahod Kiddush Sam Amisola Kirk Adkama Melechtam Meleches Kodesh He Shal Ichud Hadodim Shal Gili Ava Shal Kodesh Baruch Israel Ahava Shemenachamech Minacham Meit Machzeket Umodedet Mashbiat Kol Habrachas Machay et Kol Avos Vitzi Vanalabachtam Israel Biava. So the Jewish, the Kohanim's job is to be filled with love. And they have to be able to then bring that love to the people, and that their job is really to bring this unity, to unify, and to show and to reveal the love that Hashem has for Israel, the love that is consolatory, that strengthens, that gives strength, and that brings through the blessing, that and in turn brings life to people's hearts, and that's what it says. That Hashem is commanding that the Kohanim should bless the Jewish people with love. Okay, so now, we can do this one. Well, we have another couple of minutes, so finishing it up. And then the last thing is Yisod HaRavi. This last, fourth idea. Berachas Kohanim Ramuz B'milim Ko Sivar Chod B'nei Yisrael Midivrei Azor HaKadosh V'Rishonim Mevor Shamila Ko. What does it mean, Ko Sivar Chod? So that Remezet Al HaShchina. That's a remez to the Shechina. Klavot Nishmos Yisrael, which also includes the souls of the Jewish people. Psukim Rabin Roms and Malin Zeh. Kmo Eitzel Avram Shahalach Lahar Marabi Akedah Yitzhak Romas Al Zotam Bemilan. Nelcha Ad Ko. Right? So Hashem says by the Akedah, you should go to Ko. Vahainu Ad Shashkin Hamasi Bahamira. So you should go to the place of where Hashem's presence is found on the Makamah Mekdash. Vikach Psukim Rabin Mahut Birchas Akohan Hi. And so that the nature of Birchas Kohanim is Hosefes Ribu Or Benishmos Yisrael Mikach Hashchina. So the idea of Birchas Kohanim is the bringing of the abundance of light that's in the souls of the Jewish people that's coming from the Shechina, Hashem's presence. Vigilei Hapnimius Shel Yisrael Chutza, and also revealing the essence of the inner essence of the Jewish people and bringing it out. Shinei Kichenhu. Because the truth is, the depths and the deepest place of the Jewish people are holy of holies. But it's the externals that really hide this from coming out. Skula, prevent it from coming out. Skula al yonozu, or hashchina. Chasom begin chataim v'kelkulim. This idea of the deep holiness and sanctity that's within us is covered over because of all the sins and other things, and other negativities, let's call it. HaKohanim etzdav lachsov et peninim utom shel Yisrael et or haskula v'shanatu abayim. But the Kohen's job is to bring that out. Is that, and this is Kosev Archu b'nei Yisrael. Hainu tiglu b'ta'ir et ko. The job of the Kohen also is to bring out the idea of ko, which is so it's really to connect the Jewish people with their deep holiness that's within them. So writes Kasav, it's interesting, he quotes the Rav Kook a lot. The Kach Kasav HaRav Kook by Igeres, Yedach Hadaras Gauno, Sheshnei Dvarim Ikarim Shdeshnam, Shehem Yachad Bonim, Kedusha Yisrael, Vitkashus HaElohim Imahem. So there are two things, that build Kedusha Yisrael and the connection that they have with Hashem. One is skula, klomer. Teva ha-kedusha shebenisos Yisrael nirishos havos. So first is that we have within us this holy soul that we inherited from our from the forefathers, Kamor, lo b'tzidkascha, rak b'avosecha chak Hashem l'avo osam v'yivchar b'zaron achareyam, v'yisen li yisigul mikolamim, haskula hu koch kadosh penimi munach b'teva nefesh b'ratzon Hashem. So first and foremost, we have this, so he calls, he's referring to skula, but is that there's this deep kedusha that's within all of us. Hu teva kol davar mihametzias she'iyav shalo l'hishtano klal. This is something that's embedded. Ki hu amar yeyu v'yamidim la'al olam. So that's within us, it's embedded, it's not changing. V'hasheni hu inyan ha'bechira. And the second is is choosing. Zeh tuli v'masa tov v'betalmud Torah. Hachelik shel haskul hu harbe be'ein aruch klal yoter gadol v'kadosh mihachelik ha'toli v'bechira. So there's the, on one hand, it's like we are embedded with this skula, and then we also have choice. And he says the chelik of skula is something that's unlimited, so deep. It's greater than any type of choice that we make. Ela shabris krusahi. Shaskula of hapnimis lotit galav is manazeki im lafi osa hamida shahabachira messiah at giluya. Akena kotoli lafi rov hamasa vekadusha hamunavit hamatar. So now, to bring this thing out though, it requires our action. That's the bechira, like what we choose to do to bring it out. So now, hine birchas kwanim no ada lachshof et or haskula. But the, again, so this birchas kwanim, the job is to bring out this very holy light. And the idea is to then to purify and to be in, to fill everything with blessing. So it's interesting. So too, this like the thing that activates the blessing is only when the shliach tzibor invites. Like it's like he writes in the Kach Kosev Rabbeinu Vachai, V'od Yesh L'drosh Emor, Mila Shashliach Tzibor Tzorach Lomar Berchas Kohanim L'Kohanim Hanosim Kapeim V'Lahakroto Lahem Mila V'Mila V'Heimonim. And so to this idea that not just the, you know, Kohanim, but also this idea that they read each word before them. V'zehu Amor, Lashon Amor Yachid L'Rabim. So like this idea, the model of the chazan being wrapped in a talis and then reading it, is that what's going on is that mikan, that the shliach tzibor is the makor habracha. So it's actually the shliach tzibor is the, he's the, it starts with him. And mimenu v'koach habracha l'kohanim, and then the power of the blessing comes to the kohanim, and then from there goes to the Yisrael. Umahuta inyan hi shashliach tzibor mevateh kedushas hatzibor. Who is the shliach tzibor? He's an expression of the sanctity of the kedusha of the congregation. Halo hi kedushas klal Yisrael hashchina. So he's there. He's got the kedusha of klal Yisrael of the shchina. Asher ba asher kol be asar shechinta sharia. And wherever you have 10 Jews, the shchina is there. For hashchina shora al shliach tzibor. It's the shliach tzibor that gets that kedusha. Is that so? Masha Kesar Rabbeinu Bchai. Shliach Hatzibor Ma'utav B'Talis. Sheinei Hatalis Hu Remez the kedusha Sam Yisrael or Ashchina. So now the talis on the Shliach Tzibor is also symbolic of the kedusha, the or Ashchina. Kampos Hatalis V'Atzitziot Mivatot Et Hit Paratot or Ashchina L'Chol HaYichidim MiYisrael. So everything that the talis represents and the strings and everything else, that is the light that comes for all of the individuals of Yisrael. And that's all the individuality, the uniqueness, I would say, like the idea of the strings is that there's this uniqueness to each one. That is the Or HaShechina. The talis itself is, so you have the strings that are the individual aspects, I guess, the uniqueness, but then you have the talis itself, that's the light of the Shechina. The Sod Ote Or Kesama, Shliach HaTzibor, atuf betalasim. The shliach tzibur is wrapped in the talis. V'hainu shenem mitnotzeses bo harat hashkina shorash kedusha haskula shel Yisrael. So he's got the shchina that is the this idea again. He's expressing that it's an expression of the kedusha, the shchina that's part of the connection to us, to the Jewish people. Lomas, and then lomas shliach tzibur. Now, corresponding or across them, kol yeter hamitpalim heim yichidim. You have the people that are the individuals. Pratim heim tzrichim lehitromeim lehitkadesh bekedusha klal am Yisrael bekedushas hashchina. They too have this responsibility to be elevated through this kedusha of the shchina. Umishem evarchem mekadesh Yisrael bekedushas hashchina heim akonim. And then the people who are blessing and sanctifying the Jewish people with the kedusha of the shchina are the kohanim. The kohanim amshichim lechoshen et or haskula meyamakim el kol am Yisrael. So they're taking this light from the depths, and they're bringing it to the people. Ella shereishes kol tzrichin heim lekabalat kol chamishlech tzibur. But where do they derive their power? So there are two aspects. Because once he said that what they were getting it from the Aaron and all of that, but also they're now getting it from the shliach tzibur as well, because he is the expression. The shliach tzibur is he's mivate et or hashchina bechlalot who mamshich lahem et kolcham. So it's like the sense of bring the Shliach Tzibur brings that light of the Shechina, and he brings it to them, and then from there, v'lach mekein heim negishim l'melachas hakodesh la'ater Yisrael ba'atoros kodesh al kedusha sam ha'pnimis, and that they then are their job is to crown the people with the kedusha that's deeply embedded. The kach habracha mishtal sheles mishliach tzibur mehamit atev betalas levana lekoin umeakoin leYisrael. So that this is like you see, like it's like there's like coming from multiple sides. That he, in a sense, he's saying like all of these things are intertwined. So the shliach tzibur in this the way he's expressing it here, he has the and symbolizes the power of the deep shchina that's in each Jew. That comes from the Avos, and that is deeply embedded. He has that power as the representative of the people. He gives that over now to the Kohanim, and then the Kohanim then are doing their job of creating connection. They're also bringing the Pnei Hashem to the people, and all these different aspects are going on at the same time. And so, and then love and everything else, right? So niske, so therefore, lehitkalot or ha'ava v'habracha aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. So we should be zocha to be able to reveal this light of love and blessing on the Jewish people. V'mreher nishma et kol ha'kohanim ha'kadoshim beis Hashem. We should be zocha to have the kol of Hashem coming out from the beis HaMikdash. V'baruchem et Yisrael bi'ava mi'or panim. Lehitkalot or ha'shchina mi'or pnei melech chayim v'avato ha'gadola amo b'chiro. Amen, amen. So we should be zochah then to be able to experience this revelation of Hashem's light and love for the Jewish people. Should happen soon. So did you know Bob Friedbauer? No. So he lives.